Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to be discussing Lesson 273, The Stillness of the Peace of God is Mine.
Nice.
Looking forward to this lesson today.
Me too.
Before we begin, let's join together in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. The stillness of the peace of God is mine.
Perhaps we are now ready for a day of undisturbed tranquility. If this is not yet feasible, we are content and even more than satisfied to learn how such a day can be achieved. If we give way to a disturbance, let us learn how to dismiss it and return to peace. We need but tell our minds with certainty, the stillness of the peace of God is mine, and nothing can intrude upon the peace that God Himself has given to His Son.
Father, your peace is mine. What need have I to fear that anything can rob me of what you would have me keep? I cannot lose your gifts to me, and so the peace you gave your Son is with me still in quietness and in my own eternal love for you. The stillness of the peace of God is mine. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a moment of silence. Perhaps, we are now ready for a day of undisturbed tranquility. In the midst of this amazing and profound and most unique transformation of consciousness that's going on in all of the universe right now, not just where you are, where I am, where we are in this present moment, but in all of the universe, there is an amazing shift of consciousness. It's happening right now. We're in the midst of it as we study this coursework. These workbook lessons are leading us, dare I say, to an advantage, giving you this day to know that all is well in the midst of what seems to be conflict, and turmoil, confusion, and fear on an unprecedented level. And we're led by the world's argument that, oh, we need to dive in and fix it. We need to be compassionate. We need to help people. We need to do. But our teacher, Jesus, in this work says, take a good deep breath. And remember, you need do nothing. Everyone, including myself, we have set this up for our own awakening. We have established this precedent of never before realized experiences for our own awakening, for our own realization, to see ourselves in a new way. Dare I say, I don't want anybody to interfere with my process that I've established for myself, even if it looks like I'm going through hell. Even if it looks like maybe I won't survive this physically, because as soon as I let go of this physical experience, I'll be able to see this physical experience in a new way, to see the lessons that I came to learn in a new way, to see why I incarnated in this time. And I have no doubt, return, be right back, to continue the journey in a new way. Everything is a lesson. We are called upon to be at peace now. Never more than now and nevermore in the midst of what just seems to be turmoil. So what I'm compelled to share with you today is this lesson is right on time. The stillness of the peace of God is mine. I need do nothing. Else remember, my function is happiness. My activity is forgiveness. My process is the holy instant. To join with the Holy Spirit, nothing more than my right mind, and today, this day, allow myself in this moment to be okay. I can be at peace right now. I can be joined in mind with love, love, the Holy Spirit. Nothing more than my right mind is the voice for God. It is love itself, available to guide me in whatever I'm experiencing this day. And this day, I will allow. I have the willingness in my heart. I'm compelled to be willing today to allow all things to be just as they are and just as they aren't. And so it is.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that teaching, for that lesson, for the commentary on this particular lesson. And I'm just compelled to say that for myself, that any doing from disturbance leads to disaster for me personally. Don't know about y'all, but so for those who might be triggered by, well, what do you mean I need do nothing? I need do nothing from the consciousness of disturbance. I need do nothing from the consciousness of separation. I need do nothing from that place, but when there is a doing that is called forth, it isn't of the body, it is of a consciousness joined with the Holy Spirit, with God, and it comes from a peace and a peacefulness. And we reflect that then into the world, and then that becomes the transfiguration, that becomes the new world that we call forth. I love this lesson because it calls me also to, though, my spiritual dominion. It signals a shift of, I can't help it, my thoughts, to, oh, yes, I can. In the moment of just pausing and taking a breath, we need but tell our minds with certainty the stillness of God, the stillness of the peace of God is mine. And so this is a practice of sitting at the right hand of the Father, Mother, Infinite Spirit of all that is, and claiming my authority in that alignment, my dominion in that alignment, my all power under heaven and earth in that alignment, that yes, I can still the mind of its disturbances by the choice and the practice of just simply telling it, be still, because the stillness of the peace of God is mine. And nothing can intrude upon the peace that God has given me. Nothing can intrude upon that. So this is really where the rubber meets the road. This is the practice in our lived experience. This is walking forth as Christ. That it is done as you decree. This is it. It's simple. It's not complicated. It's just asking us to practice this day. Perhaps we're ready for undisturbed tranquility. Are you ready to let go of the drama? Are you ready to let go of the interaction in the drama, your commentary on the drama, your opinion about the drama, your fixing the drama, and enter into tranquility? For some people, that triggers, well, that seems pretty boring. Which is why we're still in the drama. And so, you know, it's really cultivating the desire for peace, the desire for that tranquility, and then the willingness to, when we see something unlike it in our mind, not in the world, but our mind, then we just tell it to be still. And declare that the peace of God is mine. See, God's so great. God kind of, or spirit, or Jesus, so great. You know, well, it may not be quite feasible. So here's the little trick I give you for when a disturbance arises. Here's the little trick. Tell my mind with certainty, because it's not the certainty, it's the certainty of the Holy Spirit, of my divine right mind. The stillness of the peace of God is mine, and nothing shall come nigh your dwelling place in that peace of God. This is a gift I cannot lose.
Beautiful. Challenging to the ego. It doesn't want to give up its domain of insane.
Yeah, but the game's over.
The game is...
Game over.
Game is over, but...
You know how the game makes
that
noise.
The ego fights in desperation in those last few points, those last few moments of that winning that game, and then it makes more mistakes than ever.
Well, let's not go there.
It's just the futility of it all, really.
Yeah.
In perfect safety as Christ.
I mean, why go there? Yeah. Why claim that? I don't want to do that today. Yeah. I don't want to claim that. Now we're in lesson 273. We're here to be as Christ.
Yes, exactly.
And so with innocence and with the giggle of the observance of, oh, there's that ego just being what an ego is.
That's right.
You know, gosh, you got to admire its vigilance, but gosh, my vigilance is sound, is my eye is single. Yeah. The stillness of the peace of God is mine. I say that with certainty, the certainty of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Let the ego do what it does. Yeah. Hey, I made it up anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something really out, you know. It's made up.
Yeah, and all of these lessons are in response to the question, you know, what is the Christ?
Mm-hmm.
And so really this, we're speaking as Christ when we make this statement. We're invoking our Christ consciousness. We're saying, as Christ, the peace of God is mine.
Yeah, yeah.
In perfect safety.
Yes, yeah.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you for engaging in this conversation.
Thank you.
I love this.
This was
stuff.
Fun.
It was great fun. Yeah. And thank you for being with us and joining us on the internet today. Mighty Companion, we love you. We bless you. Stay the course. We will return.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send